So you've been rather quiet about last night, Lottie Potty,
said Dad, taking a sad sip of his Ribena. Your dad's right. Tell us all the juicy goss, said Mum.
Yeah, did you get all smoochy-smoochy with anybody?
Toby laughed before puckering his lips and making awful kissing sounds. My face, as usual, utterly betrayed me by turning a bright shade of strawberry.
She did,
squealed Toby, clearly delighted with himself.
Bum!
Shouted Bella.
Wow, this is exciting. Come on, Lottie, said Mum. Tell us everything.
I bumped into Max leaning against a wall with his hands in his pockets.
Want to come for a smoke with me?
He asked, heading for the door, and I followed him. We sat on the street curb with our feet in the gutter.
How has it been back in London?
Asked Max. Yeah, all right, just finding my feet. Someone I didn't recognise came over and asked us for a light. I took in a tangle of dark curls and a torn denim jacket, a tattoo of a fern spilling from the cuff. Here. I passed over Max's lighter and you looked at me and said, thanks.
His black eyes glittered.
I'm afraid I'm only a messenger.
Please, I said. I do not want them here, truly. I am not being funny.
No, he said, you are not. You are being very dull. Use your imagination. They must be good for something. Take them to your bed.
That is absurd, I said. They would run screaming.
Nymphs always do, he said. But I'll tell you a secret. They are terrible at getting away.